let's get this big rock out of the center of the pit. That's it. Easy does it.
Hold it. Stop. Wait, Fred. The boss said this rock should never be moved.
Oh, what does he know about rocks? Stand clear, Charlie. The rock's coming out.
But the boss said... Run for it, Fred. You've hit a geyser.
Put the rock back. Quick, put it back. Find the hole, Lulu Bell. Hurry, Lulu Bell.
Will he be all right, Charlie?
Yeah, I think so, Mr. Slate. Out with the bad air. In with the good air. He's coming out of it now, Mr. Slate. Fred sure swallowed a lot of water.
Yeah, so did Lulu Bell. No, I'm not firing you, Flintstone. You have a wife and baby to support.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Slate.
But you're laid off until we can pump the water out of the pit.
Well, how long will that take, Mr. Slate?
Well, the way the pump is working, I'd say a week or 10 days.
Hey, that's pretty fast. Mr. Slate, thanks again for not firing me.
Yes, well, check with me in a week or so, Flintstone.
Dickens go. Oh, you two. You're both a couple of clowns. Wonder if there's any mail today. No mail. Fred!
Hi, Wilma.
How come you're home so early?
The pit got flooded today, so I'll be off work for a week or so.
For a week or so?
Yeah, but I got a great idea. No mail.
If it wasn't for the pension, I'd quit this mail job.
Your idea is to get another job for a week, right?
Well, not exactly. I figured we could throw a few things in the car and take a little trip to Rock Vegas.
If one of the things you can throw in the car is a wad of money, I'm with you. Otherwise, it's out.
But Wilma...
We have a lot of bills, and our budget doesn't include trips to Rock Vegas.
But Wilma, we could...
Fred, I just had a wonderful idea.
Yeah?
You can help me around the house until I call you back to the gravel pit.
Oh, boy, what a week this is gonna be. That sounded like it came from Barney's place. But it can't be Barney. He and Betty left on their vacation this morning. Hey, Barney!
Are you, Fred? You're home early.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm teaching Bam Bam some bugle calls. Listen, this is Reveille.
Oh, boy.
Now listen to Bam Bam.
Say now.
How's that, Fred? He copies me note for note.
Yeah, and he straightened a few out on the way. Where did you get the bugle, Barney?
Oh, it's my old Boy Scout bugle. I was bugler for my troop, the Sabretooth Tigers.
Oh, I was a Boy Scout too, Barn. An Eagle Scout.
No kidding.
What was that?
Just me. I was just trying out our old saber-tooth tiger troop yell.
Oh, boy. Hey, Barn, how come you only stayed away one day of your vacation?
Well, I stopped for gas, paid for it, and then we were broke.
What's so funny about that?
I thought Betty had saved up some dough, and she thought I had. It's not like when we were Boy Scouts, Fred. We'd just get the old troop together and away we'd go with our tents.
Hey, what you said?
What I said?
Tents!
Tents?
Yeah, does that give you an idea?
So anyway, next year we're going to save for a vacation. Hand me your comb, Wilma.
Oh, yeah. Here you are. You know, it's not right that the boys should work all year and not have a vacation.
And it would do us good to get away from housework, too.
I just like to get away from putting my hair up. Thanks, Betty.
Wilma, we figured a way to go on a vacation.
And it won't cost anything.
Oh, you'll love this idea.
Won't cost anything.
Nope, not a penny. We're going camping.
We can borrow a couple of tents.
How does that sound, girls?
Yeah.
Well, it's the only vacation we can afford.
Yeah, we'll hunt for our own food. Wild brontosaurus steaks. Poing. Roast pterodactyl. Poing.
And plenty of poing. Fish.
I'll bet. With us cleaning, messy old fish.
Some vacation. That's out.
Something about camping and cleaning fish women don't go for, Barney.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Will you hold this coconut for me, Betty?
Uh-huh. You know, Wilma, I think we acted pretty selfish with the boys about camping.
I was thinking the same thing. If we don't go, the boys will be hanging around the house all week. Here, Dino, raiding the icebox, tracking in dirt. TV ball games on all day. Insisting on barbecuing meals.
Okay, you sold me. We'll go camping.
So, we'll go camping on one condition.
Anything. You name it.
We don't want to get into any of those crowded camp places.
Oh, honey, don't worry. We'll get a real secluded spot.
Oh, yeah, we'll ask down at the auto club. Joe Rockhead said it was okay for us to use his tent, Fred.
Good. Charlie Cobblestone will let me have his for a week.
Boy, I never thought I'd get to go camping again, did you, Fred?
No. You're sure gonna have fun, huh, Barney boy?
Hey, Fred. Hey, you all right?
Will you cut it out with that saber-toothed tiger troop growl?
Bedrock Auto Club was the right place for you to come to, gentlemen. Now then, to get to your problem. On this map are the camping grounds in this area. Most of them are crowded this time of year. Now, if it was winter...
We don't want to go camping in the winter!
Of course not. That's why the camps are crowded in the summer. Now, here's a place nobody goes to. It's kind of remote, up in the mountains here. It's called Shangri-La-Di-Da Valley.
Shangri-La-Di-Da Valley.
Hey, that sounds great.
Yeah, how do we get there? Thanks for the roadmap, Mac.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a good time in Shangri-La-Di-Da Valley.
Hey, Bill, did you say Shangri-La-Di-Da Valley?
Yes, I did. Why?
Well, that's where my son is going tomorrow for a big Boy Scout Jamboree.
Boy Scout Jamboree? Uh-oh. I told those fellas nobody goes to...
Shangri-La-Di-Da Valley. Even the name sounds peaceful.
Sounds perfect.
Uh-huh, wonderful.
We'll leave early tomorrow. Now, you get the tents, Barney, and I'll drop Dino off at the... V-E-T-E-R-I-N-A-R-I-A-N.
Hey, that's a good idea, Fred. How about that, Fred? Dino can spell veterinarian.
We'll never have any privacy now. Let's go.
I think Dino wants to go camping with us, Fred.
I'm getting the message, but he's not going. Now, come on, Dino, knock it off. You're staying home.
Boy Scouts of Bedrock,
Tomorrow's the big day. We start for the Big Scout Jamboree first thing in the morning. It will be at the Shangri-La-Di-Da encampment. There'll be scout troops from all over the country, even from across the big pond. There'll be lots of fun, and you'll get a chance to meet fellow scouts from all over the world. Each troop will bring a mascot. Is ours ready?
Right here, Mr. Sandstone.
Okay, meeting's over. See you all at sunup.
Three cheers for Mr. Sandstone! Hip, hip!
Hooray!
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 This is the last load. You all set, Wilma?
Ready and waiting.
And nobody asked you.
Let her roll, Fred. You lead the way.
Then yabba-dabba-doo, away we go. Off at last.
Oh, Fred, look. The Boy Scouts are up early.
Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Richard?
Here, sir.
Yeah, I guess they're going on a hike. Hey, fellas, be prepared.
Fred!
Uh-oh!
You better be prepared to get a fat knot on your head if you ever let go of that steering wheel again.
Yes, dear. Yes, Pebbly Poo. You keep that lip buttoned. You're lucky you're on this trip.
Okay, men, we're off to Shangri-La-Di-Da. Forward!
Hooray!
Hooray!
We're on our way to Shangri-La-Di-Da. We'll eat sardines and lots of beans. Ha, 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 ha!
Hey, Fred, what did you stop for?
We've run out of road.
There's a sign over there, Fred.
Yeah, this is the way. Shangri-La-Di-Da. Must be up this way. Looks like we'll have to pack in.
Take us home, Fred.
I second it.
But, Wilma, you wanted a quiet place away from everyone. This is why it's secluded.
Yeah, we're only a little way away. Come on, be good scouts, girls. Besides, Fred and me will carry all the stuff.
Now, wait a minute. We're on the right road.
If this is the right road, imagine what the wrong one must be like.
This is as far as we can go. Hey, Bun, put your pack down. Come here a minute, eh?
Glad to. That feels good. Yeah, Fred?
I'll give you a boost up and see if you can see anything. You ready?
Ready. Hey, hold it, Fred. Wait. Stop boosting.
You're sure putting on weight, Barney. Over the top you go.
No!
Ow, 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 ow. What a guy. Always clowning around. Bart, you all right?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, I found it. Shangri-La-Di-Da. And what a beautiful place it is. A secluded little valley, woods, running streams, a lake. Hey, this is it. Come on down!
Bam! 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 Bam!
Oh, Bam Bam wants to help Daddy with a tent stake. Okay, drive it in.
Bam! 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 Bam!
That's hitting the old tent stake, Bam, my boy. When that boy gets his full strength,
wow.
Put up the beds and let's get some sleep, Fred. We're all bushed.
Are you kidding, honey? We don't have beds in camp. We use sleeping bags.
Oh, no.
Of the scout troops will all arrive tonight. So let's get our tents up now.
Fred? Oh, wake Wake up. Somebody's blowing a horn.
Yeah, it must be Barney's kid, Bam Bam. I'll put a stop to it. Now, look, Bam Bam, I...
What is it, Fred? What's going on?
The Boy Scouts. The millions of them. Acres of tents. Boy Scouts to end all Boy Scouts. It's the biggest jamboree of all time.
Come on, everybody out.
You go to the general or whoever he is, Fred, and tell him to move the jamboree someplace else. We were here first.
Yeah, I'll get Barney and we'll have a talk with him.
Shangri-La-Di-Da Valley was deeded to the Boy Scouts years ago. So you are really trespassing, Mr. Flintstone.
We didn't know.
Oh, it's okay. You may stay as guests of the Scouts.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, that's nice of you.
Well, in fact, I'm happy you're here with your family. You can help us with a problem we have.
Oh, we'd be glad to. What's the problem?
Well, here we have this giant jamboree, and the Scouts are missing one thing. They're all used to doing a good deed every day. And there's nobody around to do good deeds for.
Say no more.
Yeah, we'd be happy to help. Right, Fred?
Overjoyed. Feel free to use our family and us in any way.
Yeah, Fred and I were Boy Scouts ourselves.
Well, thank you, Flintstone, Rubble. You're still good Scouts. What was that?
That was the old saber-toothed tiger call from Barney's old troop.
The Scouts will start doing good deeds right away for Betty and Wilma.
Yeah, and we're going to help out by being honorary Scoutmasters.
Mrs. Flintstone?
Yes? Just a minute. What is it, boys?
Your breakfast is ready, Mrs. Flintstone.
Oh?
Come on, Wilma. The boys fix breakfast for us as their good deed for today.
Why, how nice.
Here you are, ma'am.
Bronto burgers, beans, hot dogs for breakfast?
Eat it, Wilma. Don't spoil the boys' good deed.
Yes. It looks delicious, boys. Thank you so much. It's a lovely breakfast.
Now, fellas, I'll show you how we used to do a rain dance when I was a Boy Scout. Okay? Hit it, Barney.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I'll say.
Hey, look at the rain cloud, Bill.
Fred, do the sun dance.
Not bad, hey, fellas?
Watch your step, lady. Look out for that rock, lady.
I will, thank you.
My turn.
Right this way, lady.
Now it's my turn.
Didn't you good deed me across here about an hour ago?
That's right, lady. But we have to good deed you twice. You count only half as much as an old lady.
Ooh, hold it, boys. I've had it. Figure out another good deed, please. I'm bushed.
Here's your lunch, Mrs. Flintstone.
How nice. Bronto burgers, beans, hot dogs, again?
It's our basic diet, ma'am.
We thrive on it.
Bam Bam, stop barrel rolling that Boy Scout.
It's okay, Mrs. Rubble. I like it. What's the matter, Bam Bam?
That's right, Bam Bam. Always put your fires out. You're a good little scout.
Hey, I'm having a great time, Barney. How about you?
Oh, swell. Everybody's having a good time. Even Dino. Look.
Yippee!
Hi-ho and away! Hey, Dino's heading for that old log.
Come on, we'll jump on his back as he comes out.
Yeah, we're smarter than Dino.
Geronimo! Hey, where did he go?
Gosh, he just disappeared.
Yeah, vanished.
Hey, Fred, look! It's Bam Bam out in the lake!
Holy mackerel! That Boy Scout's trying to save him! But Bam Bam's too strong for that boy to handle! Hang on, Bam Bam! I'll save you! I'll be there! In a minute. Don't worry. I'll save you.
That's the way, Bam Bam. There's no danger, Mr. Rubble. I was teaching Bam Bam rescue techniques.
Hey, he sure learned fast.
Bam, 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 bam.
Okay, fellas, let's hoot Nanny. Old MacDonald had a farm. As you know, we have scouts here from all over the world. So to really have fun with this song, we'll all sing the verse together, and the scouts I point to will sing the chorus in their own language. Have you got it?
Yeah!
And let's go!
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O. With a chick chick here and a chick chick there.
Cluck a chick, cluck a chick, cluck a chick.
Everybody!
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
And on this farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack quack here and a quack quack there.
You see a quack a bow, quack bar to a quack quack. Chick chick a see and a chick chick a bar.
On this farm he had some turkeys, E-I-E-I-O. With a gobble gobble here and a gobble gobble there.
Here a gobble, there a gobble, everywhere a gobble gobble. Quack quack here and a quack quack now. Here a quack, there a quack, everywhere a quack quack. Chick chick here, chick chick now. Here a chick, there a chick, everywhere.
Nice and loud.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Let him hear you back at bedrock. And on this farm he had a
Quacko.
Time here, boys, and we sure appreciate your hospitality. And anytime you're in Bedrock, be sure and stop in to see Fred Flintstone.
And Barney Rubble.
Yabba dabba doo!
Yabba dabba doo!
We sure had a nice week, didn't we, Wilma? But it's great to get home and relax.
It was a wonderful week, Fred. And as soon as I finish cleaning, washing, and fixing dinner, I'll let you know about the relaxing bit.
You're getting to be a real joker, Wilma. Come in. It's probably Barney. Why so formal, Barn?
Hello, Mr. Flintstone.
Oh, hi, son. What can I do for you?
Mr. Flintstone, when you and your family and friends left our jamboree, well, sir, it just wasn't the same jamboree.
Well, gee, that's nice. They missed us.
We all remember what you said. If you're ever in Bedrock, stop in and see Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, I remember. You mean
the jamboree stopped in to see you, sir. Okay, gang, let's hear it for Mr. Flintstone!
Yay!
Bedrock Market? Will you send 3 tons of Bronto burgers, 2 tons of hot dogs, 50 cases of baked beans, and 25 cases of grape juice? Yes, this is Mrs. Flintstone.
Flintstones.